Be still and know. If there is only one sunny spot on the floor, a dog will find that spot and curl up on it. In that respect, the dog shows better sense than some people. All of us know at least one gloomy Gus who looks for, thinks, and talks only about the dark spots in life. That from columnist John R. Gunn. But happily, all of us can list optimists among our acquaintances, people who are convinced that they are especially blessed. I wonder if really these people are more fortunate than the rest of us, or simply more aware of their blessings. The difference between a happy person and an unhappy person is not always in their circumstances, which may be very much alike, but in the persons themselves. Someone said to an old man, "You're on the shady side of 70, are you not?" "No," he replied, "I'm on the sunny side, for I'm on the side nearest to glory." Life is very much what we make of it, and what we make of it is a consequence of how we look at it. We see in life what we expect to see, not much more and not much less. So, be an optimist. Look for life's bright spots. Life has its clouds, sure, but we need to have some troubles to make us appreciate our blessings. Thank God for one who is cheerful in spite of life's troubles, I say, who sings of a brighter tomorrow because of the clouds of today. For you, for me, life will be easier and happier if we have a deeper sense of what is good in it, with a corresponding gratitude to God. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with these words from Job. Men see not the bright light which is in the clouds.